The Harris Hill ski jump rises more than 300 feet over the town of Brattleboro. It's one of the few Olympic-sized hills left in the country that's built into the natural landscape rather than on man-made scaffolding. The annual event, which dates back to the 1920s, is entirely run by volunteers. Days before the competition, a dozen men have begun grading the takeoff area. From here, the jumpers will launch themselves into the air at 60 miles an hour. Glenn Rosinski is one of the volunteers.
Well, it's such a daredevil sport. The energy and the passion that these athletes bring to this event is what inspires the rest of us to come out and volunteer to make it happen. That's our reward, getting to come here and watch this on Saturday and Sunday.
Rex Bell is a former Olympic ski coach and chief of competition for this event.
Well, we've got about 20 U.S. skiers, 5 Slovenians, 2 Norwegians, a Canadian, and 3 Swedish skiers.
No women.
No women.
Women jumpers have been in the spotlight in the Sochi Games. After a long battle led by a small group of U.S. female jumpers, women's ski jumping is finally an Olympic sport. But Bell says the effort to get women into the games and train a few top jumpers to compete left little energy for cultivating the next generation. Now, he says, they're ready to do that.
They have to develop programs for younger girls so that there's a natural progression pipeline ladder system up to that national level. And that, quite frankly, is why there were 3 girls in Brattleboro last year and there will likely be no girls in Brattleboro this year.
And it's not just a woman's problem, Bell says. The U.S. Ski Association hasn't funded any ski jumping for years. Bell is the director of the relatively new U.S. Association of Ski Jumpers. The group is not only raising funds, but working with local clubs and schools in hopes they'll resurrect the small hills where young jumpers can learn the sport. Bell says ski jumping was once much more popular in New England, but programs have closed due to insurance worries or competition from other sports that get more attention. Then there's the fear factor. 20-year-old jumper Tara Garrity Motes of Fairleigh says most people think ski jumpers are crazy.
There's a small percentage of people that go, I want to try that. I want to see if I can fly. I want to see how far I can fly. I want to see what it feels like to be in the air.
Garrity Motes is one up-and-coming female jumper. She learned the sport on a small hill in Lebanon, New Hampshire. She'll be competing in Finland this weekend. But she recalls watching the Harris Hill jump as a 10-year-old after competing on a small, now-defunct hill in Brattleboro Memorial Park.
After I finished that competition, I went over and watched the competition on the bigger hill when I was 10. And ever since then, I was like, well, I'm going to get good enough one day to jump it. And I did.
In 2009, after the ski jump was renovated through a massive community effort, Garrity Motes was the first woman jumper off the hill. She says the experience was amazing. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.